a proposal that will dictate the future of Skagway's waterfront for the next 20 years or so is moving forward, but this time it's happening in public. At a meeting Wednesday, the Skagway Assembly worked through a draft waterfront agreement with White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad. The two parties are on track to negotiate an extension of the railroad's tidelands lease. It was decided at this meeting that voters will once again have the final say. When White Pass presented its new lease proposal in June, one of the big questions was whether it would go to a public vote. Skagway code says leases worth $5 million or more must be ratified by voters. That requirement delayed port progress 2 years ago, when voters threw out a 35-year lease extension. Residents have encouraged the Assembly to put this proposal to a public vote as well, especially since the mayor and half of the Assembly members are employed by White Pass. Steve Burnham Jr. is one of them.
Any new lease should pass a muster of the people.
Assemblyman Orion Hansen said he worried that history could repeat itself. What would happen if voters rejected this lease extension too? Skagway might lose a share of the cruise market. That's because without the lease, White Pass might not cooperate on a floating addition to the ore dock to accommodate larger ships.
That said, I want to live here a long time, and I don't want to walk down the street and have everybody despise me. I also believe that this town comes around as a business community, that we can look at things on a level playing field and have wisdom to make good decisions. I think what we're going to propose now in the coming weeks will pass.
The Assembly unanimously voted to send any new lease with White Pass to a public vote. The deadline to get a question on the October election ballot is August 17th. The Assembly could also call for a special election at a later date. The lease proposal on the table is similar to the old one in many ways. It extends White Pass's control over the ore and Broadway Dock tidelands past 2023, while relinquishing uplands and subleases to the town. The municipality and White Pass would share the cost of ore dock renovation and contamination cleanup. White Pass proposed a new 20-year lease that would take effect after the current one ends in 2023. The Assembly agreed to counter with a shorter term, but there was disagreement about whether it should be 10 or 15 years. Here's Jay and Steve Burnham.
I think 10 years is enough for them to amortize their investment. They're making millions on the dock.
Well, actually, I'm pretty sure they're going to go 10 years. Ain't long enough.
The motion on the table was to counter the railroad's 20-year offer with 15 years. The Assembly was split 3-3. Mayor Mark Schaefer broke the tie in favor of the 15-year proposal. That means the deal would end in 2038. The Assembly was in agreement on other items, including raising White Pass's annual rent payments to $250,000 until 2023. After that, rent would increase by 3.5% each year. The Assembly also agreed the municipality should take over as the cruise terminal operator starting in 2023. The Assembly still has some major details to work out, like how much revenue the town should get from cruise operations at the renovated ore dock and cost sharing for environmental cleanup. And, of course, all of this could change in negotiations with the railroad. Port Commissioner Tim Borsey said with some adjustments, a 15-year extension might be worth it.
In some ways, we have to consider that it might be a natural progression that would allow us to take over sections of the port as we grow and develop, and without having necessarily the financial disruptions that may come to the port facility associated with not having a lease or not having a new floating dock.
Borough Manager Scott Hahn said, even though there is a pressing deadline to deal with the cruise ship floating dock, the Assembly should be thinking about the big picture. He said if the town eventually wants a different business model for the port, it needs to keep that in mind during these discussions. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.